A word for you from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. This is not the only verse in the book of Proverbs that teaches us about teachability, being open to being taught. It says in many other places that the one who refuses instruction is a fool. And the Bible doesn't hide from us exactly what that person is like. And let's not think about the next person. What about ourselves? Are we acting foolishly? Are we being unteachable? You see, refusing correction is something that will help you on your way of eternal life. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says that God himself is like that. He is like a father. He uses the stick, so to say. He uses discipline. And we should not be discouraged, but rather encouraged when he uses discipline on us. Later on in the Bible, it says in the Old Testament, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And, of course, the greatest friend is God himself. And sometimes when he is teaching us, he wounds us because it's the only way to capture our attention. Otherwise, we don't listen. Might be that he wounds our feelings. Suddenly we feel very little. Well, that's a healthy thing. So here it does say, though, that he who refuses correction goes astray. Even if you were on the right way, so to say, even if you were headed in the right direction and it appeared to be good with you, nevertheless, if you refuse correction on the way, well, it is assured God says you will go astray. Think of the book, the famous book by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, the many pilgrims on the road who go astray. And very often it was simply lack of teacher being teachable. They refused correction. The greatest corrector that we should be using is the Bible, inspired by the Holy Spirit, but by which he corrects us, puts us in the right direction. God corrects us with his word. Are you listening?